don't know if we can go.
Well, we don't know if we can go. And based upon what the staff has even been able to find out about those six items, we noted at the time after the master matrix discussion before, we noted that they may not be items that we would even bother with anyway because of either no one ever picks them or they don't have a direct impact on necessarily the priorities of this board related to the environment or water quality. So, yes, so that's what I meant.
So remind me, as we came out of the Master Matrix work session that we had, which I thought was really well done, and I thought it was a valuable conversation. But as I recall, we had left it that step one was for Ethan to get an opinion from the ISAC attorney and from the attorney general. Is that right? Am I remembering that correctly?
We wanted to know about that. Now the reaffirmation is it could be a while. So that's why I brought it. Margaret's been asked, I've been asked several times, when are we going to have the next part of this discussion? So I said, I think I should take it to the board and just affirm.
Well, I appreciate you bringing it.
Do you want to still do the same thing or do you want to move up the rest of the discussion?
Yes. Marty, you're welcome to go first, or I'll be glad to go first. Your call.
I guess not knowing PI's standing, and it is April. The session will be done this month, quite likely. And the determinations that we suspect may or may not happen would be known this month.
What I'm telling you is maybe. Okay.
Well,
maybe.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I would like, I would have a hard time continuing this discussion before we know whether we can continue this discussion. I think we were right in saying that step one was Ethan getting the opinions back to see what kind of standing, especially now that we've heard from ISAC that they would recommend against it. I want to see what we see from the Attorney General, but it's completely reasonable that we keep this in front of us and we keep some kind of timeline. So my proposal would be that we don't do anything until we hear from the Attorney General. We don't take any additional steps, but we revisit this in the 1st of June and see if there's any updates to what we know, or maybe we can change our decision at that point if we don't know anything else. I'm like you. I say, okay, session's supposed to end April 18th. I don't know how long it'll be after that before Ethan will hear back. I think we would encourage Ethan to stay on top of it. And if we hear something, then we can make a decision. If we don't, then I'd ask that we come back and visit this, you know, right at the end of May, 1st of June.
We left this word that we would bring it back to us if we could act upon it. We're looking for that answer. I would, if you want to just pick a date, if June 1 works, I'm good with that. Just to say that that's what we had left it on, was it February 28th?
Yeah.
That we had six items. Two of them are down in Geese Domain, four others, and we want to know, I guess, on a going forward basis. I would say we kind of almost recessed that meeting to resume that meeting. And if you want to pick a date, pick a date.
Yeah.
Would you be comfortable with our first meeting in June coming back and revisiting this?
Absolutely.
No, you just have that on our agenda.
Yeah, this is partially driven by, consumer, client, taxpayer, whatever.
Absolutely.
Driven questions. But yeah, fine. So,
okay. Yeah. You got a motion to that effect?
I don't know that we need a motion to that effect. I think that we're just asking as a board that our clerk put this item on our agenda first meeting of June if it doesn't come to us before that. So if what I intend is if the Attorney General gives us a decision, well, then we're not waiting for anything.
Right.
Then we can go ahead and come to some kind of finalized, here's what we're doing or not.
So, Leanne, I understand.